This is Cathy for The Junction, and I'm joined by Ross Sutherland, who is one of our sampled artists. Hi, Ross.
Hiya.
We're just going to ask a couple of questions as you prepare for your piece at the festival at the end of the month. Firstly, you were at The Junction this week doing a bit of research and development. Can you just tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so yeah, we're here like all week sort of working on the show. As we kind of came in on our first day yesterday, all I kind of had was the skeleton of like a script. But this is our first time working with our cast, and we're completely rewriting the script from the sort of like from the ground up. So it's, yeah, like it's been going really, really good so far. Like it's been a much faster process than I think we anticipated, and everyone's been gelling really well. So yeah, by the end of the week, I've jinxed it now. All right, I'm going to take that back. It should be good, I reckon.
And what can people expect from Comedian Dies in the Middle of a Joke at Sampled?
So what we're doing is we're kind of setting up the stage at the J2, turning it into something approximating a 1980s comedy club. It's 1983 to be precise. We have we've got a small amount of cabaret seating on the stage, and we're going to be filing people in, showing them to particular seats. And then what happens is you're seeing the opening of a set from a comedian back in 1983. But the difference is that about 5 minutes into the comedian's material, we're going to go into like a time loop. Everything's going to jump back 5 minutes to the start of a night, and everybody moves one place along, okay? So the comedian now sits down in seat one to seat two, seat two to seat three. Person sitting in the end seat becomes the barman. Barman is the new comedian on stage, and we reset, and the show runs again. And that keeps on happening. We've got this set up so the comedian on stage reads their comedy material off an auto cue at the back of the room. So effectively what you have is like a kind of comedy karaoke. Mm-hmm. And that kind of keeps running and running as the kind of show goes.
Yeah.
And by the end of the night, there's going to be someone's going to shoot the comedian on stage. It's like, who done it? And by the time you've played every single person in the room, you'll finally know who it is. So that's as close as I've got to. Like, surely the pitch will get shorter as time goes on. You can't fit that all on a flyer, but like for now, that's the start.
So it's very hands-on with a lot of audience involvement.
It does have like a lot of audience involvement for the people who come sit down, but like it's really fun and playful, and like although there's like lots of chances to kind of shout something out and to kind of be sort of spontaneous, the whole thing also sort of runs on rails as well. If you want to like really get involved and kind of like do some of the really fun parts, you can choose to be one of the comedians on stage.
Okay.
If you don't want to do that, if you'd like to just be someone who heckles the comedian, then we can put you in a different part of the room and you can be kind of part of that process too.
Yeah.
So everyone would kind of do something, but you won't actually have to get on stage if you don't want to.
Yeah. Obviously it's quite an early stage for the show, but what are your future plans for the piece? Are you into Edinburgh this year?
It's something that we're really, really keen to sort of develop and sort of take on because of the nature of it. And it's something I've never done before where the audience is such a kind of integral part of making it work. We're really taking it in kind of slow little bursts. It's great to take something to like Sampled and put it in front of like a really nice audience there who can give us some great feedback, and we can see it work. And then we can kind of take it away, do a little bit more work again, and kind of bring it back out a few months for any of your publics or playtests, and keep sort of bringing it in and out. So at this stage, I'm not entirely sure exactly where they're going to be, but we're going to take like a long process over it and kind of go on. But yeah, I really, really hope that we can kind of get it out there, and especially take it to a place like Edinburgh where it's just been the perfect place to be able to kind of try it out, really. So yeah.